We are in Simen Kuf Chavov, in the middle of Seif Beis. Let us just go over quickly the beginning of Seif Beis. Shliach Tzibor Shetor. A Shliach Tzibor made a mistake. He doesn't know how to go back. He's Mavubul. Yamed Acher Tachtov. So someone else can take over Chazoras Hashat. Umaschil, when he starts Mitchilas Habroche Shetor, it's a Im hoya tois be'em tzayis. So that means, let's say, the shatz said, Shiva shevteinu kvar rishoyna v'yateinu kvar tchila. And then he got mevulbul. So we have another shatz that will take over, but he will not start in the middle of the broche, but he will start from the beginning of the broche. That means we don't split up a broche that two people should say one broche. So therefore, so since the first shatz was not capable of ending Hashiva Shevteinu, so the second shatz will say Hashiva Shevteinu. So start from Hashiva Shevteinu. Fine. V'imhoya b'sholosh rishayne. But what happens if the shatz got mevulbul in Ato Gibor? Is memele, so The second shatz will not start from Ato Gibor. He'll go back to the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. Maschil Baroish. He starts from the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. We'll see soon why. Because this all Shalosh Hashanis are considered one large broche. So Memele, so to start from Ato Gibor, we are dividing a broche in that two people are making this broche. So he has to start from Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekein V'Lekei Abisei, Maschel Baruch. The same thing, V'Mishalosh Achroinos, that means the Shatz Gad Mevubu after Ritzei, which that starts the Shalosh Achroinos, he got Mevubu B'Chol L'Chaim, Maschel Ritzei. So the second Shatz will start Ritzei. That's what Mechaber says. Maschil Baroish, Zogt the Mishnah Berurah, B'sholosh Rishaynos, B'sholosh Achaynos, Chashuvis Kechod HaBroche. It's considered one large broche. And we have a klal vein lechalek, Chod HaBroche l'shnei anoshim. We will not have one broche to be split up between two people. U'mishim hochi. Ein chilek, so it doesn't matter, bein shetor, the dileg brocha achas meisholish broches. He skipped a broch, he skipped a tagibah, and not a kodesh. So there was a kilkul in the first three broches. Oishet tov and ishtatik bem tzabroch. He's in the middle of a tagibah, and he can't go further. Oy ben brocha le broche, or he stopped Mogen Avrom, and he can't go further. So he said, till Mogen Avrom, and now the second shatz would theoretically want to start from Ato Gibor, but he can't start from Ato Gibor, because Ato Gibor is a chelik of one large baruch of the Sholosh Rishaynis. So therefore, the second shatz has to start from the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. Ken kosam v'nishmas odom klal chofei, ken kosam hagoin rabbi kivege b'chidushov, shahoiro lechazen, there was a maise by rabbi kivege, shenechlash b'yoyim ha-kipurim, b'tfila shachis, b'payet shol seder kedusha. That means the shatz was davening Shemayne Esrei, and in the piyut of Kedusha, that means he was still in the middle of the Brocha Shlishis Ata Kodesh. He was in the middle of the piyut, and then he was unable to continue. So Memele, so Behutzrech Ache Leired Lifnei HaTevet, and someone else had to go to start davening, so Rabbi Kivege Paskim, you start from the beginning of Shemayne Esrei, you don't say the Payet. And the second shot will start. He is to start over the whole Shemineska. Va'ayin bedir haloche. Now the bedir haloche says amoyra dekezach. He says if the second shot was listening to the first shot the whole time, he didn't speak out. So then we can consider that the second shot was already had started davening from the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. He was quiet. He was listening to the first shot. Now, by Atta Gibber, he said, Mogen Avram, and then the first shot got stuck. So the Bir Halacha says, now the second shot is not called that one broch is being said by two people, because since he heard the first broch of Mogen Avram, he was listening to the shot. So we considered that he said all three brachas. He was listening to the shas till Mogen Avraham, and he's continuing now after Gibber. The Rabbi Kivega speaking about the second shas was not listening. So now he's starting in the middle of after Gibber. He can't start in the middle of after Gibber. He has to go back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. That's what he says, Lain Bibber Aloche. Now, Anu Aloche, Shliach Tzibur Shuhu Kayin. Yevashli Yatzibur that's a koyin, ubeemza hatfile noida shemeis echod babatim asmuchem. Someone died in a room next to the room where the Shli Yatzibur is davening. Im emshe listoim hapsochim vachaloinoi shal beis haknesses, oi shal Abayish Shameshop. That means like this. Let us just explain two halachas, which perhaps will understand, that we'll be able to understand this halacha. This halacha, if I have two rooms, and there's a wall separating each room, and the wall is, I have a wall, and I have, let us say, room Aleph and room Bay. Room Aleph, I have a Koyim. And room Bay's, I have, someone dies in room Bay's. In the two separate rooms, and there's a wall that starts from the ground and goes to the ceiling. So this wall is mafsik between the two rooms. So therefore, even though there's a mace in room base, but room Aleph, the king can remain in room Aleph. That's halacha number one. Let us say a second halacha. What will be if in order to take out the mace from room base, you'll have to go through room Aleph. You have to go through room Aleph. That is called Seif Tume Lotzeis. That means the mace eventually will have to go through Rum Aleph. We won't go and break down the walls. We'll take him, in order to take him out of the house, we'll take him through Rum Aleph. This halacha, Seif Tume Lotzeis, is a Tume Darabonah. That means that the Rabbanan said, since eventually the mace, which is now in Rum Beis, will have to go through room Aleph to leave the house. So now room Aleph is Tomei. Midarabon. Fine. Now let's go one step further. Let us say in the wall that is separating room Aleph and room Beis has a window to it. And the window is open. And the window has a minimum shear of a Peseach Tefach, of a Tefach. So now, and the mace is in room base, and there's an open window that has the size of a tefach. So the locha is room aleph is tome min atoyle. Because a peseach tefach is maybe a satume. So memela, so even though the mace is in room base, but the tume which is in room base will go into room aleph min atoyle because there's a peseach tefach. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say as follows. We have these two scenarios. We have a mace in room base, we have a koyin in room aleph, and we have an open window. And the koyin is in the middle of davening Shemayne Esra. He's a Shatz. He's middle of davening Shemayne Esra. Now this person in room Bays died. Now, at the minute this person in room Bays died, so the coin became Tomei. It's maybe it's a Tomei, fine. But what should he do now? So if we can stop the Tomei by shutting the window, so let him continue davening. That means, that he became Tomei, that's... But now we have a new Shaila on the agenda. Can he continue davening? So the Mishnah Berurah says, shut the window. The minute you shut the window, so there's no Tumma D'Oraisa anymore, being the time of the Kohen, so let him continue davening. Afilu, let us say it is such a case, it is a Tumma D'Rabbonon. In Room Aleph, let us say it's safe Tumma Lotzei, so we'll have to take the mace out of the house through Room Aleph. That's a Tumma D'Rabbonon. But now, so we know, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and let us see the halachas. Now the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Shliach tzibur shukain. A shliach tzibur that's a kain. Be'emtza ha'tfileh, in the middle of, he's a shatz, he's in the middle. Noida, we find out, shemeis echot bebotim hasmuchen. Someone died in a room close by. And there's an open window. Im efshe listeim ha'psochim ha'chaloinis, shal beis ha'knesset, one can now shut the window, it's irrelevant, al-kaponim, the opening between the bayis that the mace is there and where the koyin is, he's a shat, can be closed. So memela, we shut them. Va'af al-pi, sheyesh oit tumed ha-rabonam, there still is a tumed ha-rabonam, ein tzorech lo heidia la-shliach tzibur, so here there's halacha, ignorance is bliss. Don't tell him. That means he's permitted to continue davening, being unaware that there's a tumah d'rabbono now in the room. And he'll continue davening. We will not be mafsik him, because money doesn't know. Umiyu vaday im siyem tfilosay belachash. There's a tumah d'rabbono, so we say continue davening and don't tell him. Umiyu vaday im siyem tfilosay belachash, if he ended tfilah belachash, lehischel adayim bekoil rom, now he wants to start a hoichesh meinesre, yayim ruloi, then we should tell him, listen, you want to start something new, you finished tfilah belachash, now you want to start that you want to remain here and start davening a hoichesh meinesre, even though by remaining here you're over anisa darabonon, there's a tuma darabonon. So that is the pshore. If he's in the middle of davening, don't tell him anything and let him finish davening. If he wants to start chazoras hashatz, then we'll tap him on the shoulder, Rabbi, you're a koyim, you go out of the shum, we'll get a different shot. Yachzer acher bekoil rom. That is when there's only a tumme de rabbonim. Now, so the Bir Halacha brings down a shaila. What is if he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, the Hoiche Shemayna Esrei, and someone told him? He said, don't tell him. Someone did tell him. What does he do now? So he brings down a machlokes. If he has to stop now, we can still continue. He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, it's a tumah d'rabbonim. There's a svara that could be he's mutter to continue. But if now he wants to start Shemayna Esrei, we tell him, Abkayin, leave this room. Avol im efshel lizoyeh baseh. But what is, if you can't close the window, there's an open window and you can't stuff the window. So now we are playing with a deraisa. So Pesach Tefach is maybe a satume. So we're playing with a deraisa. So then, Tzarech Lotzei Sefula Ben Tzatzula. He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, but Chavid Yoyim Anisa Deraisa B'chol Rega. You are being shoyek in a place where there's tumas ha-meis. Vasheini ha'oimet achtav. Now, what does the second shatz do? Yaschu mitchilas brochim hu b'emtzi. So now he has to stop. So now we have, so what does the second shatz do? So if he's in the middle of the brochas emtzi, see, shivish evtenik v'rishoinen, this person died. So memele, so he leaves in the middle of Shemein Esrei, and the second one will start from the beginning of the bruch. Siv Gimel, Kol Mokim Shayochid Choser Mispalo. Now, wherever the halacha applies, that if a person is davening by Yechidus, and he forgot something or he said something wrong, he has to go back. Shliach tzibo choizel umispalo imto kemaisoi. So the shliach tzibo, his whole purpose of being a shatz is his moitzi deinibikim. So al kaponim, if he made a mistake in the davening, he also has to go back. He's governed by the same shulchanos that every yochid is governed by. Kimispalo bekoil rom. Chutz, there is an exception to the rule. Mishachis shal rosh chodesh. If he made a mistake, shachis shal rosh chodesh. Here we find sheim shochach shliach tzibol v'lo hisker yale v'yoboi at shehishlim tfilosa. What happens? A shatz davened the hoichish menesre. And he forgot to say Yalla V'Yovay. So Lamaisa a yochid forgets to say Yalla V'Yovay by day, so he has to daven over again. So now we have to understand the problem over here. So he davened the whole Shemin Esrei, and then he forgot Yalla V'Yovay. So the halacha theoretically should be, he has to daven again over the whole Shemin Esrei. He forgot Yalla V'Yovay, which... No, we're talking about he forgot Mechazoros HaShatz. That's right, he forgot Mechazoros HaShatz. And now after some Boris Abisro Basholim, then they have themselves, hey, he didn't say all of the other. So now, theoretically, so we should tell him, Abid, you forgot Yal of the other, daven over again the whole Shemein Esrei, which is a Tircha de Tzibura, that they'll daven again over the whole Shemein Esrei. So, halachically, we stretch our necks back, and we said, because this Tircha de Tzibura, and you're going to daven Musaf also, and in Musaf you will mention Rosh Chodesh, so we say the second Tfilah of Musaf, which will have to be said in this Tzibur, will be Mashlem. That's what was missing by the first Shemein Esrei of Shachris. Amar li kekula of Tircha de Tzibura. B'mnei Teirech HaTzibur, Sharei, why, he doesn't have to go back. Shei Tzibur Samasof and Levonov, he's going to dive on Musa. Shu Maskir Bo Reish Chodesh, so of Kaponim, the Tzibur, I don't know if this halach applies only if he's the Baal Musaf also, or Al Kaponim, the Tzibur will hear Al Kaponim a Musaf, a Chazoros HaShatz a Musaf, which in that Chazoros HaShatz, Rosh Chodesh is mentioned. So, what? I don't know. If he has to be the one that's only in the Tzibur, the whole Chazoros HaShatz is for the Tzibur, and the Tzibur will hear a Musaf. So I feel a different shatz here. That is if he finished Shemayna Esrei. And the Shailas shall go back to the beginning, daven over again Shemayna Esrei. Or should I can be right. So there's a Tircha de Tzibura, you're going to daven over again Shemayna Esrei. But what is, he reminded himself, he didn't finish davening. He forgot Yalom Yavoy. And now, so, Atem Shimcha L'chono Amahide. Fine. So what does a Yochid do? So he forgot Yalom Yavoy. Go back to the Tzay. So it won't all go back to the Tzeiso. It's not a Shatich of the Tzibur over here. Just nothing over a complete Shemen Esri. He's just going back to the Tzeiso. So that's what the Ma'amulim Niska Kaidim Shehishlin Tzfilosai. So the Tikkun only requires that he should go back to the Tzeiso, which is not such a big Tirche. Chayzor of the Tzeiso. Ve'ein bozeh Toirach Tzibur. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. אם שוח השליח ציבור ונוחד, אם שוח הילאיה, ולא היסקי יאלו ויובי. ואם שוחח משי ורוח מטלו מוטחי גבנה מחסיר הנויסוי, תדעקי ביאלו ויובי, מני שסיכורן אחד אוילה לכאן או לכאן. It seems, משי ורוח is an intrinsic חלק of the שמיינה עשרי, and if it wasn't mentioned, you can't be mashlim with a musaf. Is only a din haskore. It has to be mentioned that today is Rosh Chodesh. So by Yalav V'Yovoy, we can be seimach on the haskore that is mentioned in Musar. Yeah. De'im to, Rasoloima, on that, Yudalit. Now we're going to learn a very interesting Zemor. Hagot. יש אמרים דימתו בשחרס של שבס ויונטף, דינוי כמוי בראש חיידש פרוחי נורג. Now, the Poshet Pshat in the Ramah means as well, let's talk about, before we talk about a Shat, let us talk about a Yochid. A Yochid went and he davened in Shabbos a Shemene Esrei Shelchel. He davened the Olch, and Eini Mitcho Chochma, Bosh Zam Yisrael Bashot. He davened the Shmeinesre Shechel. He was not Maskir Shabbos in his Shmeinesre. So halachically, the din is he has to daven over Shmeinesre. That means that the mention of Shabbos has to be mentioned in Shmeinesre. You said a Shmeinesre Shechel. So Mamela, you have to daven over again. You did not mention Shabbos in your Shemayin Esrei. Fine. Now we have, so the Pashtus of the Gemara means this is exactly what happened. He davened the Shemayin Esrei Shel Chol and then finished. And the Pashtus, they didn't chav. Fine. Now, all of a sudden, after Shemayin Esrei, they chav Shem Shemayim. He davened the Shemayin Esrei Shel Chol. So what do you do now? So the pashtus of the Loshon HaRamah is, so what is the problem? He davened Shemayin Esrei. The problem is Shabbos was not mentioned in the Shemayin Esrei. I mean, let's just say one thing. Me'ikar Adin, you could theoretically daven Yudches Baruches and Shabbos also. They said you don't have to daven Yudches Baruches, you only daven Zayin Baruches. I mean, the Shemayin Esrei is better than Shemayin Esrei, but there's missing the Haskorah of Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to mention it's Shabbos. You have to say, Baruch Hashem, Kaddish, Shabbos. Fine. He didn't mention Shabbos. He davened the Shemayin Esrei Shochar. So the Ramah says, but we have the same kul over here by the Shas. He can daven Musaf. So Lamaise and Musaf will be mentioned Shabbos. So therefore, same aloha. That is the Pashtus Loshon HaRamah. Yesh Oimrim Dimto B'Shachri Shal Shabbos V'Yomte. And the Pashtus the Toi says he davened a Tvila Shal Chol. Dine Kamoi B'Rosh Chodesh V'Ochi Nog. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo Yizker Dimto Rotsa Loima She Shochach V'Yispalo Shal Chol. V'lo Yizker Me'inyone Shal Shabbos V'Yomte. Behishlim tefilo, so he davened the Shmenes Shochet. So memeile, so then he can be yoite with Musaf. Avonim niska koydim shehishlim tefilo. What will be the din? He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and he reminds himself that he's Shabbos. Then choyzer li yismach Moshe. Then we'll go back to yismach Moshe. That means the Sholosh Rishonis, he said. Now we suppose the Baruch HaRevius is Yismach Moshe. So he's in the middle of Shemayin HaEsrei. So you go back to Yismach Moshe. Ay beyonte vata vachal tonu. Ken kosa va prima god. Fein. Yez la kashe vama rama vaita. Shver la kashe. Tesvo. Kuro zokta mishna pino. Ye tesvo avdini kemai berish chodesh. That what? That you'll be soymach on Musa. Avush heivi deis bezev lo yichi. Avlachoynim kosvo kehara. Now, the Bir Aloch asks, we're talking about, the Ramah said that it's Daman Atvila Shel Choyl, and he forgot to say Shabbos, so he Ubiyotze with Musaf of Shabbos. Zot the Ramah, V'ochinog, the minig is like that, that's the minig. Shem Shemaim, how could you have a minig? How shriach? Do you have such a thing that a person davened the whole Shemoneh Esrei of Chol? No one was ever thinking of that he's davened the Shemoneh Esrei Shel Chol. So now the minig is, there's a minig. I mean, how often does this appear? Once in a million times. The minig is that we do this. So the Bir Aloch wants to say, we're talking about a little different case. We're talking about a case that was Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he didn't mention Shabbos. This is very good. He said, Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. So he davened a yontav d'kishmein esrei, and he forgot to say Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. This could be. Forgot to mention Mekadosh Shabbos. So this could be a minig of any. So this, he says, listen, you finish Shemein esrei, you'll be yaitzel with Musa. Siv Dalet. Now we're talking about another case. The Shliach Tzibur b'tfilosei b'lachash, he made a mistake. He first davened tefillah b'lachash. Im tor Shliach Tzibur k'shispalo b'lachash, lo ilam ein echoizel mispalo shenis. He doesn't daven again. Ne torech Tzibur, alasoymach al tefillah shispalo b'koil rom, Fuhushaloi to bisholosh rishonish, shein to behem loilam choyza kamaisha yochit choyza. Now here we're speaking about a shatz that he's in the tefillah b'lachash, he made a mistake. Now this shatz, he has an eitzah, he's going to daven over again Shemay Nasri. He forgot something. So Mamela, in the tefillah b'lachash, he wasn't yoitzah, but he'll be davening gehoicha Shemay Nasri. So the Mechaber says that, so you stop over there, don't go back, unless Elosaymach al Tfilah sheyispala b'kol gomush lo ito b'sholish rishonish shimto b'hem lo ilam chayzik me sheyochid chayzik. Now let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Saymach, that means, so he daven b'lacha, so we say, you can be rely on the Hoichish Menasra. Ve'im b'lachash b'mayrev, what happens by Mayrev, he made a tois. So Mamela, by Mayrev, he doesn't have this eitzah to be yoitzah with the Hoichish Menasra, because there's no Hoichish Menasra. Chayza, he has to daven over again, doesn't have an eitzah, she'ein loy al malismos. Umiyu b'Shabbos, what if he made a mistake in the Ma'irav of a Shabbos to Kishmin Esra? So then, Yismach ha-Brochem ein Shevet, lo'igor ha-Miyochet, shusem l'cholom, kusem ha-Reisham, ha-Ches, amir d'kechidish, that one could, that the Mogin Ovei says halacha of a Shemayna Esra, and one could be Yisra with Mogin Ovei. B'Sholish Rishaynes, but what if he made a mistake b'sholosh rishonis? V'dav k'kshenitzka k'oidim shehislin t'filosoi. The last bozeh, t'eirech tzibur kolkach. He made a mistake b'sholosh rishonis. And he didn't end Shemay Nesri. The last bozeh, t'eirech tzibur kolkach. Aber ache shehislin t'filosoi einay choyze. Ken kosova lavush maskimo yimoy harbe achroinim. So here the Dirshu says something very interesting. He brings on the Orcha Shulchan. He says that if he finished the Shemayna Esrei, so then can be Soymech on Chazorah Sashat, even though the Tois wasn't the Sholosh Rishonis. So the Orcha Shulchan says if he reminded himself right before the end of Shemayna Esrei. So this Baiter is Atiche de Tzibure. So even though the mistake wasn't the Shalosh Rishonis, this Atiche de Tzibure, and he can be Yaitse with the Chazaros Hashav. Now, that's yet. Ken Kozmer is Kimi Harbi Yachoinen. But Betur Poli Gemekel Afilu B'Shalosh Rishonis B'chol Gavnei, that even though the mistake was in the Shalosh Rishonis, he stops there, and he'll daven the Hoyche Shemen Esra, and he doesn't have to worry about the mistake. Hashem Echolom Lehivsit, that's this did. Now let's go, Kuf of Zion. Moidim de Rabon, Kshegi Yesh Li Yitzibur Le Moidim, when the Shatz comes to Moidim, Shoichin Imoi Hatzibur. So just like he bows down by Moedim, so the Tzibur also bows down by Moedim the Rabbono. V'lo yishchu yoyser midai, they should not bow down with a big shchia. That means they shouldn't bow down too low. That means too low means if their face is facing their belt, that means they bow down too low. You don't bow down so much. Fine. And then they say, so he's saying, Moedim Anachnu Loch, he's saying Chazorus Hashat. And they say, Moedim Anachnu Loch, Shat, Lusham Alakenu, Lakei Kolboso, V'choysim Boruch Keloi Dois, V'loi Yaskolus Hashem. That means, others said, Boruch Ato Hashem Keloi Dois, V'soch Anusach, M'chabes, because we don't say it. So now, the das of the Mechaber is we have to hold cheshbon. Shegiyesh li tzibur lemoidim, shoichin imoi hatzibur. So the tzibur bows down together with the shatz. So if shoichin imoi, so what does that mean? So how far does the shliach tzibur bow down by moidim? He's zoikiv by the shem. When he says before the shem, he gets up already. So according to the Mechaber, the Tzibur also does that. Sheikh and Ima, whatever he does, the Tzibur does, they bow down to the Shem, and then there's like, that is the Das of Mechaber, and they say something else. Bor Kelei Dois. Play as Kolos Hashem. V'yesh Mishoymesh Esoch Lishchois Gam V'Soif, that the Tzibur has to bow down by the end of the Moedim Terabono. So the second day it holds, they bow down two times. They bow down in the beginning, they bow down by the end. It would be a good thing to bow down two times. A third day, that the tzibur never gets up. That means the moedim, the rabbonim, they're always bowing down. That is pshat. That is pshat in this third day, and the Gemara says v'chein haminik. That's the minik. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo yishchu haynu hatzibur. The tzibur should not bow down too much. Yishli tzibur gufe v'adal yodim misham nispal the posuk lo. You also don't bow down. V'lo yishchu haynu. Yaisem idai perish yishchu kedin shav shchiyas. I mean, you don't bow down so low that your face is facing your galka. It's just in the confusion. Habach meforish the moedim shemem shliach tzibur lo yishchar rak yanam neroi shemat. Amaru de kebach. The Bach says, b'chlal, you don't have to bow down your body, just you bow down your head when the body is straight. Moedim lo yinogu kain, the minute goyim is they bow down the body. Moedim Bein Ashliach, now this is Amir the Commissioner Brule. Bein Ashliach Tzibur Tzorich Lahantim Achi Yisaymu Atzibur Moedim the Rabbonon Elam Ispalu Kedak. And now the Mishnah Brule is saying a mouthful. Now, there's a tremendous problem. There's a problem. The purpose of the Shliach Tzibur is to be Moitzi the Olam. That's the tafkid of the Shliach Tzibur. So now, the Shliach, if the Tzibur is saying Moedem de Rabbonon, and he's saying Moedem Anachnu Loch, so no one hears what he's saying. So this Chelek of Chazoros HaShatz, we don't have Ashliach Tzibur saying it, no one's listening to it. And that the Mishnah Berurah says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You say Kedalkoi, and let them say Moedem de Rabbonon, and others say, but there's a Mishnah Berurah before this, but you say it loud that 10 people could hear. They hear, if they don't hear, is irrelevant, but you're a shot, you have to say Moedem loud. You say it loud. And don't restrain yourself from saying it loud, because they're saying, and others say it's zicher preferable that the tzibur should say Moedem d'Rabbonon b'lachash, which is very mordedic. That means the shat should say loud Moedem, he's a chazos ha-shat, there's a din Moedem d'Rabbonon. Moedem d'Rabbonon, agavuch d'mefoshim say, al moedem d'kizach, what's this Indian? By Moedem, the tzibur says also. The whole Shemin Esri, the shat says, Moedem, we say also. So they bring al moedem d'kizmore. When it comes to bakoshes, to ask Rabbeinu Shalom for necessities, so then we made a shliach. Hil refaino, chaneinu, shmakeleinu. A shliach is also good. When it comes to thanking, you have to thank yourself. Tell a shliach to thank for me. You thank yourself. So memele, so therefore, we want that the tzibur should say it moedim, and preferably they should say it low. And the shat should say it loud, mispalol kedalka. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow, Daylam should bring a chelik base also.